This episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is brought to you in part by Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. If you read the Bible out loud at church, if you teach the Bible, if you're a pastor, if you're a Sunday school teacher, if you just spend time by yourself reading the Bible, and you have a hard time with the long names that you come across, my book can be a valuable tool for you because with it you can easily pronounce any name of the Bible. Go to EasyBibleNamesGuide.com for all the details, and when you decide to buy, be sure you use discount code AB2, lowercase a, lowercase b, numeral 2, for a 20% discount since you're listening to this show. Thanks. Hi there, and welcome to a new week of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 479. I'm your host, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today we'll read Isaiah 26 through 28 from the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 26. On that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. Ours is a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates and let a righteous nation enter, a nation that keeps faith. Those with sound thoughts you will keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is a rock for all ages. He has thrown down those living on high. And he will level the lofty town, leveling it down to the earth. He will bring it down to dust. The feet trample it, the feet of the poor, the steps of the needy. The way of the righteous is level. You clear a path for the righteous. In the path of your justice, Lord, we wait for you. With all our being, we long for your name and your acclaim. At night, I long for you with my whole being. My spirit within me watches for you. When your judgments are at work in the earth, those living in the world learn righteousness. When the wicked are favored, they don't learn righteousness. Even among those who do right, they do wrong, and they fail to see the Lord's majesty. Lord, your hand is lifted up, but they don't see. Let them see and shrink back because of your zeal for your people, your burning anger that consumes your enemies. Lord, grant us peace, because all that we have done has been your doing. Lord our God, other masters besides you have ruled us, but we will profess your name alone. The dead don't live, ghosts don't rise. Indeed, you have punished and destroyed them, and abolished all memory of them. You've enlarged the nation, you are glorified. You've expanded all the land's boundaries. Lord, in distress they sought you out. They poured out prayers to you when you disciplined them. As a pregnant woman close to childbirth is in labor pains, crying out in her pangs, so were we because of you, Lord. We were pregnant, we writhed, but we gave birth to wind. We have achieved no victories on earth. The inhabitants of the earth never fall. Your dead will live, their corpses will rise, and those who dwell in the dust will shout for joy. Your shadow is a shadow of light, but you will bring down the ghosts into the underworld. Go, my people, enter your rooms and shut your doors behind you. Take cover, for in a little while the fury will be over. Look, the Lord is going out from his place to bring the iniquity of the ruler of the earth down upon him. The earth will uncover its blood and will conceal its slain no longer. Isaiah chapter 27. On that day the Lord will take a great sword, harsh and mighty, and will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, the writhing serpent, and will kill the dragon that is in the sea. On that day, sing about a delightful vineyard. I, the Lord, am its guardian. Every moment I water it, night and day I guard it from attack. I'm not angry, but if it yields thorns and thistles for me, I will march to battle against it. I will torch it completely. Or let them cling to me for refuge. Let them make peace with me. Let them make peace with me. In the coming days, Jacob will take root. Isaiah will blossom and sprout and fill the whole earth with produce. Did God strike Israel as he struck those who struck him? Was Israel killed as his killers were killed? By frightening Jerusalem, by sending her away, you contended with her, expelling with a fierce blast on the day of the east wind. By this Jacob's guilt is reconciled, and this was how his sins were finally removed. He made all the altar stones like shattered chalk, sacred poles and incense altars that couldn't stand. The fortified city lies alone, a hut forsaken, abandoned like the desert. Calves graze there. They lie down there and feed on its boughs. When its branches are dry, they are broken. Women come and set fire to it. These people have no understanding. Therefore, their Maker won't have compassion. The one who formed them won't be gracious. On that day, the Lord will beat grain from the channel of the Euphrates up to the valley of Egypt. You will be collected, Israelites, one by one. On that day, a great trumpet will be played. Those who were lost in the land of Assyria and those who were scattered in the land of Egypt will come. They will bow to the Lord at His holy mountain in Jerusalem. Isaiah chapter 28. Oh, the majestic garland of Ephraim's drunks and the fading flower of its splendid beauty on the head that flows with perfume of those hammered with wine. Look, the Lord has someone who is powerful and strong, like a hailstorm, a disastrous tempest, like a downpour of mighty overflowing waters. He can level them to the ground with His hand. The majestic garland of Ephraim's drunks will be trampled underfoot. The withered flower, which is a thing of beauty as it sits on the head of those bloated with fat, will be like an early fig before the summer harvest. Whoever sees it swallows it as soon as it is in hand. On that day, the Lord of heavenly forces will be a splendid garland and a beautiful wreath for the people who survive, and a spirit of justice for the one who sits in judgment, and a strength for those who repel the assault at the gate. These also stagger from wine and stumble from beer. Priest and prophet stagger from beer. They are confused by wine. They stray on account of beer. They err when receiving visions. They stumble when making judgments. All the tables are covered with vomit. Filth overruns the place. To whom will God teach knowledge? To whom will He explain the message? To those just weaned from milk? To those who have hardly outgrown the breast? It is Tsav Letsav, Tsav Lestav, Kav Lekav, Kav Lekav. A little of this, a little of that. With derisive speech and a foreign tongue, He will speak to His people. He has said to them, "This is the place of rest. Give rest to the weary. This is the place of repose." But they refused to listen. So the Lord's word will be for them, Tsav Letsav, Tsav Letsav, Kav Lekav, Kav Lekav, a little of this, a little of that. So that they will go and stagger backward, they will be broken, snared, and captured. Therefore, hear the Lord's word, you scoffers who rule this people in Jerusalem. You said, "We've cut a deal with death, with the underworld, we made a pact. When the overflowing flood passes through, it won't reach us, for we have made lies our hiding place, and in falsehood we take shelter." Therefore the Lord God says, "Look, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a valuable cornerstone, a sure foundation. The one who trusts won't tremble. I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the plumb line. But hail will sweep away the hiding place of lies, and water will overflow the shelter. Your deal with death will be dissolved, and your pact with the grave won't stand. The rushing flood, when it passes through, you will be annihilated by it. Every time it passes through, it will take you. For morning by morning it will pass, by day and by night. It will be nothing but terror to understand the message. The bed is too short to stretch out, and the shroud is too narrow to cover oneself. Just as on Mount Perazim the Lord will rise up, as in the Gibeon Valley He will rage to do His deed, strange is His deed, and to work His work, foreign is His work. So now stop your scoffing, or your chains will be tightened. Because destruction has been ordered, I have heard it, by the Lord God of heavenly forces against the whole land. Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear my word. Does the plowman plow without stopping for planting, opening, and harrowing their ground? When he has smoothed its surface, doesn't he scatter fennel and sow cumin, and plant wheat and barley in their places, and spelt as a border? They are properly ordered. Their God directs them. Fennel isn't threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over cumin. But fennel is beaten with a staff and cumin with a rod. Bread grain is crushed, but the thresher doesn't thresh it forever. He drives the cartwheel over it. He spreads it out, but doesn't crush it. This also comes from the Lord of heavenly forces, who gives wondrous counsel and increases wisdom. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Yeah, so last episode I signed off with, "I'll see you Monday." You might also remember that there was no commentary on that episode because of my fatigue. So you put those two facts together, and perhaps it's not surprising that I forgot that Monday was going to be Memorial Day here in the good old U.S. of A. That's why there was no show yesterday. Remember when Monday shows are recorded? On Sunday. Well, after church on Sunday, I spent the entire rest of the day preparing the house and pool and deck for the 30 or so people who were going to be coming over here. Hence, no time to produce a show. If you're here in the U.S., I hope your Memorial Day was a good one. Okay, well, enough inside baseball. Let's talk about a verse we read in chapter 26. It's verse 10. Here it is again. When the wicked are favored, they don't learn righteousness. Even among those who do right, they do wrong, and they fail to see the Lord's majesty. You see, with some people, all the blessings in the world are lost on them. As you probably know, I live in Southern California. You may have heard that we're suffering one of the worst droughts on record. Oh, what's that? You heard that the El Nino was supposed to bring relief this past winter? You heard we got a lot of rain? Well, we did get some much-needed rain, but our state agencies are telling us that we are still in a drought. Well, how can that be? It's because, in their infinite wisdom, the various government agencies have not seen to it that reservoirs were built to catch the rain. So much of what falls from the sky ends up going into the Pacific Ocean. Most of that glorious rain that God sent our way this past winter went for naught. Now, think of the blessings that God has showered on humanity. Think of the beauty that can be found everywhere if you look for it. Think of family, friends. There are countless blessings if we'll look for them. And then think of the pièce de résistance, salvation through Jesus. But yet, even though the wicked are favored, they don't learn righteousness. Even among those who do right, they do wrong, and they fail to see the Lord's majesty. If you do see it, if you have responded to God's blessings, thank Him even for that. Because without the Holy Spirit revealing God to you, you would be unresponsive to Him too. So pray for those around you that they would be able to soak up God's showers of blessings. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Acts. My thanks to my friendly editor and others who have contributed to the Value for Value model of support. As you know, I don't take outside advertisers, but that doesn't mean that I don't need financial support. I do. Get more information at support.lifespringmedia.com. Please, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.